When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
It is that time, 11:37 on a Thursday morning. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, we are the invasion. Those Dallas Cowboys getting ready for Green Bay. The Packers, Sunday Night Football. We'll take a first look at the Green Bay Packers coming in. We'll do that in 15 minutes. But how about a little boy music? And there is a song that we hear a lot. Tyler plays it quite a bit as a return cut from time to time. And I heard it the other day. I heard it a couple of weeks ago when he brought us in. And I remember mentioning something to you about it. And then I heard it yesterday. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to tell that story about this. And so before I play the song, a lot of you will remember a band by the name of Fastball. And especially if you are in your mid-40s, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, because Fastball is a band that formed in the mid-90s in Austin. It's a Texas band. And their first album didn't really do anything. Nobody knew who they were. As a matter of fact, they all still had jobs, like main jobs, when their second album released in March of 1998, called All the Pain That Money Can Buy. And within 6 months of that album releasing, they had been on The Tonight Show and The Conan O'Brien Show and just exploded and took off. And the reason why is because of, yes.
Like a call of 20.
Yes.
I've never heard of Fastball.
Ever. Okay.
Only Fastball I know is Jacob DeGrom.
I figured you wouldn't.
And thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Baseball?
Honestly, I only know a couple of their songs, but the song that launched them into stardom and was the reason why they were on all these late shows is a song called The Way, and this is the song. So do you remember hearing this from time to time when, as he brings it, like as a return cut?
No, I guess I don't pay attention, no.
Okay. So if you listen to the lyrics.
It didn't stick in my brain. I'm no disrespect to Fastball.
Or me.
Or you. No disrespect.
So the lyrics tell a story, and as all lyrics do, but I don't know if you're paying attention to the lyrics. So it starts out, they made up their minds, they started packing, they left before the sun came up that day, an exit to eternal summer slacking, but where were they going without ever knowing the way? And then the next verse, and when the car broke down, they started walking, where were they going without ever knowing the way? Later on in the song, there's a verse that says, their children woke up, couldn't find them, they left before the sun come up that day, they drove off and left it all behind. And it's interesting because that song, The Way, was written, of course, by Fastball. They were inspired to write that song because of a story that came out, and I don't know why I know this or how I remember this, but in July of 1997, a couple from Salado disappeared, and that song is written about the disappearance of that couple. And so, Salado, for those of you who don't know, if you drive down to Austin, you'll pass it. It's like, it's in between Austin and Temple Belton. It's down in that area. Actually, a really good brewery there called Barrow Brewing, in case you're wondering. But back in 1997.
Biggest ding of all time.
That's the free space in the bingo card. Like, I mean, we can't even fill it up anymore.
You just celebrate it or anything.
Just in case you wanted to know. So their names were Layla and Raymond Howard. And they climbed into a maroon Oldsmobile and took off for Pioneer Days. And Pioneer Days, they were driving with the intention of going from Salado to Temple, 15 miles away. Now, apparently their children begged them, please let us go. We will take you. Don't drive. And they disappeared and nobody knew what happened to them for a couple of weeks. So they were found 2 weeks later, both of them dead in their car, hidden in a dense brush, 350 miles away from where they lived near Hot Springs, Arkansas. And the belief is nobody really knows what happened, of course, because it's just them. But the belief is that no foul play was involved. They never suspected anybody. They believe that they simply got disoriented and eventually drove off the road and died. And so that song is written about that. And so the 2 weeks where their children did not know where they were, and the song says that, their children woke up and they couldn't find them. And so they said that it's a really wild story, too, because not only did that happen to them, so these are two people who were, they were elderly. So the man, Raymond, was 88 years old, and his wife was 83 years old. They had both been previously married and were widows, and both of them had been married over 40 years to the people that they were originally married to. As a matter of fact, Raymond had been married to his original bride for 53 years before she died, and his second wife, Layla, had been married 40 years to her first husband. And they used to go to the same church, and after their spouses died, they met, and they had been married for like 12 years when this happened. And apparently the story, because I was reading this news story about this from back in the 90s when all this went down, and they talk about how he was in a car accident, Raymond was in a car accident, and had to have surgery, and after that he started having headaches and memory problems, and they believe that he was starting to suffer from a little bit of dementia, which is why when they called to let their kids know, hey, we're going to drive up 35 to Temple to go to Pioneer Day, he's like, no, we'll come get you. Let us drive you. Because their children are ranging from their mid-40s to their mid-50s that they had from their previous marriages. And they took off and left before anybody could get to the house. And when they got to the house, they had already left. And back then, cell phones were not super prominent. They existed, but they weren't prominent. Nobody can get in touch with them. Nobody could find them. And then out of the blue, some random passerby finds them 350 miles away 2 weeks later, and they're both dead in their car.
Wow. Now, I don't even remember hearing anything about that story.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people do. And I don't know where I originally came across this or why, but I remember when that song was released, me and a buddy of mine, we were in college at the time, early on in college, and we were like, man, that's about that couple from Salado that disappeared. And then, so now knowing that story, when you hear the song and you hear these lyrics, they made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day, an exit to eternal summer slacking, because they died, but where were they going without ever knowing the way? They got to talking. They now had more important things to say. And when the car broke down, they started walking. But where were they going without ever knowing the way? And they talk about the chorus of the song. Anyone can see that the walk that they now walk on is paved in gold, and it's always summer. They'll never get cold. They'll never get hungry. They'll never get old and gray. They won't make it home, but they don't really care. They wanted the highway. They're happier there today. And it's... the whole song is a story about this random couple that just disappeared in the late 90s out of Salado, Texas. And that song was a huge hit for them, made the band for forever. And they toured around nationally and played big arenas because of that one song about that couple from Salado, Texas.
Are they still together now doing music?
No, the latest thing that I saw on them was they've been putting out GoFundMe. Trying to get people to throw them some money so that they could get maybe back in and record some new music. But they toured for a while. And, that's one of those, I guess you'd consider them a one-hit wonder because that was a huge hit. And I would know a couple of their other songs just because I back then when that album released, I had listened to more than just that song. But most people, that's probably the only song from Fastball, if you even know that song, that you've ever heard from them.
Yeah, I'm seeing that they had another hit that reached 14 on the Adult Alternative Songs chart with Out of My Head.
Yeah, that's the one that other people probably know.
So and maybe, nominated for a couple of Grammys.
But yeah, man, that song, The Way. So now the next time you hear that, or if you hear Tyler play that, you'll know, maybe you'll think of this couple that randomly just disappeared and nobody could find for 2 weeks. And nobody knows, and there's no way to know. But if you've ever had a relative or anybody that suffers from Alzheimer's dementia, you know how debilitating that can be and how frightening that can be for the people that are going through that. They truly don't know where they are. Because I think to say, we're just going to go 15 miles down the road and you end up 350 miles away.
Right.
It's incredible.
And that losing that independence of taking the car keys away. And I know a lot of kids will struggle with that with their parents. You know, my parents are 79 years old. And you're thinking, okay, if you need to go somewhere, just call me and let me know. But they're not, that's not who they are. They're the parents. They're the one that the ones that take care of everything. They don't need you. And yeah, just to say, hey man, we're about to, No, we'll take you. Don't worry about it. And then all of a sudden you go and they're gone and then you just never see them again, man. That is something else. And to be that far away, knowing that, okay, we're right down the road, but like you're right, you just probably got a little turned around and you just keep going.
And you think about that. So the kids told the local authorities they were going to Temple. So they're searching all over that entire whole country area, basically. And how big is your radius? You never would have thought that you'd find him in Hot Springs, Arkansas, or close to it anyway. So there you go. That is Fastball, and that is the way.
Boy, music. I love it. Love it. That's we do it every single Thursday at 11:30. Boy, music.